Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. How are you guys doing? I am your brother, your man of God, David Abraham. Hallelujah. We are back. We are back. We are back. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, man. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It was Father's Day's weekend, so again, shout out to all the dads, all the fathers, physical and spiritual fathers, those who have been stewarding and guiding their children into the way they should go, right? Hallelujah. That's what fathers are for. They are guidance. They set law. And, you know, most of the time we won't be liked because of it. But that's what being a dad is all about. We will bring correction. We will set the law, the standards, what is expected. Hallelujah. Man, I am glad to be back recording for you guys. I've been just, you know, in times of just me and the Lord, and also there's been some things that you know, starting a business and getting the structure and everything built, bringing that vision to life. Hallelujah. it takes preparation. It takes a team. So the team has been formed, or it's formed for sure. But we've just been you know, getting everything in order. So looking for locations and everything, because we will be bringing the podcast to visuals. We have a location we've been looking at for some time now, and all those things are just being lined up. So that's why I haven't really been recording, because I have so much, so many things to do that. But I want to record the podcast and, you know, give you guys visuals, which will help, especially with social media, and you guys can see the man behind the mic. Right. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be doing a lot of I'm going to have a lot of guests on as well. So I want to have a location and also give you guys visuals. You know, it's cool to hear me. And I know you guys don't mind it. Right. Hallelujah. But we must see. We must have visuals. So that's that. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll get right into the podcast this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We come before you with humble and grateful hearts to say thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us here, those who are able to hear the sound of my voice. Thank you for bringing us together. For that we thank you. Father God, today is Monday, and the beginning of the week has started. It started yesterday, but we are here today. So the beginning of our week has started. So Father, we ask, after thanks, we say, Father, give us the wisdom. Give us the wisdom, the discernment, and the grace that you give to align and carry out your will for today and for this week. Give us exactly the strength that is needed the understanding that is needed, the love that is needed. We can't forget about love. We thank you for it now. And may this teaching, may this word given this morning edify, encourage, and bring a deeper understanding to those listening this morning. And we thank you, Father God, and let every word I say be from you and led through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, I want to speak about unleashing your gifts for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And I must start by saying that each and every one of us have a gift. We have a gift. Some of us have 2, 3, 4, however many. And your gift could be prayer, patience, administration, organization. Hallelujah. Singing. Teaching. Whatever your gift is. It was given to you from God, from our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. And because it was a gift, it was given to you to use and serve in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And no matter how you may view your gift, how big, how small, that doesn't matter. You must give it. So I want to start with from 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16, right? And I'm going to read it first. And then, after reading it, I'm going to do a bit of teaching from it to bring understanding. Because this specific passage is about the widow of Zarephath. Hallelujah. I don't know how many of you are familiar with this story, but Elijah was told to go to Zarephath, and to get there, there would be a widow that would feed him, and so on. So let's go to 1 Kings 17, and we're going to start with verse 8. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise." The Lord is speaking to Elijah. "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide food for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the entrance of the city, to the entrance of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please get me a little water in a cup so that I may drink." As she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a piece of bread in your hand." But she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no food, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. Ooh, there's something there. We'll come back. And behold, I am gathering a few sticks so that I may go in and prepare it for me and my son, so that we may eat it and die. However, Elijah said to her, "Do not fear. Go, do as you have said. Just make me a little bread loaf from it first and bring it out to me. And afterward, you may make one for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The bowl of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil become empty until the day that the Lord provides rain on the face of the earth." So she went and did everything. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything. She went and did everything in accordance with the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bowl of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil become empty, in accordance with the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. So, I want to go back here where she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I have no food, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil." She gave all she had. What do you have? See, her faith and willingness to give despite her scarcity, despite the little she had, her faith and willingness. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, may I be willing and have faith despite my scarcity. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah. See, some of us, right, we focus more on the scarcity. We focus more on what we don't have. Oh, I hope that echoed in your spirit. Hallelujah. We focus on what we don't have. Sorry about that, guys. The ads. But we focus on what we don't have instead of what we do have. For some of you, you don't have the big platform. You don't even need it. Hallelujah. Some of us, you don't have all the resources, but what you do have is you have your phone. And some of you, he may not have called you to be the prophet, but you can evangelize. You pray. You are on that wall. Hallelujah. Let that sit in for a second. Because ooh, this is blessing us, me included. I want to encourage you guys to really reflect on your gifts, whatever that may be, teaching, music, hospitality, whatever it may be. These gifts are meant to be shared and invested in the kingdom of God. And one of the beautiful things about this was the widow's generosity. See, generosity beyond finances, right? And finances is another great way to give, because that's what God has given you to give, right? Some of you will be in charge of the financial resources for the kingdom. You will support ministries. You will support nonprofits. You will support certain businesses that are advancing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We're here to populate heaven, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's about time, love, and compassion. See, when we serve, just like the widow, she had nothing, but what she did have, she gave generously. Generously. So when we serve, when we are serving others, we are serving God. And she knew that he was a man of God, Elijah. Hallelujah. So let's go to Matthew. I want to go to Matthew quickly. Let's go to Matthew, guys, as I turn the pages. Hallelujah. We're going to Matthew 25. This is good. I hope you guys have your coffee. I'm not going to be long. I'm about to finish up, actually. Give me about 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. But Matthew 25. And we're going to go to 14. We're going to start at 14. And this is Jesus giving the principles around stewardship and responsibility. The parable of the talents. Hallelujah. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted them. Whew, those ads are annoying. Anyways, let's go back. So we're at Matthew 25:14. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. And he went on his journey. So your gifts are given to you according to your ability. Stop worrying about what everybody else got. What do you have? What do you have to give? One thing I learned about ministry and just being, what are you bringing to the table? Hallelujah. Let's continue. The one who had received the 5 talents immediately went and did business with them and earned 5 more talents. Why did he earn 5 more talents? Because he connected with them and their talents. Let's go a little deeper. You may go to a man who may have something that you need, and he will impart that into you. Hallelujah. Come on. But he who received the one talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Oh Lord, let's slow down here. Okay, Lord. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the five talents came up and brought five more talents, saying, "Master, you entrusted five talents to me. See, I have earned five more talents." Earned. Mm-hmm. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave, faithful servant. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter the joy of your master." Hallelujah. See? If you are faithful with few. Oh, my Lord. What are you doing with what you have? What are you doing with what you have? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. He didn't ask you to, "What do you have that I've given you? What are you doing with that?" Some of us want the businesses, the platforms, all these things, right? We want to be, you know, whoever, you know, we want to be the Philip Mitchells, the whoever you see, you know, in business. You want to be the Grant Cardones. You want to be, you know what I mean? You want to be in those places, but you're not using the thing, the gift he's given you. The one gift, the one thing that you already have. Because that one thing you already have is going to open the door and make way for you to have and be able to do more in the kingdom. But how can and or why would our Father, why would God give you something of this magnitude if you can't even manage what you have now? I could keep going there, but I'm gonna move on because of time. I gotta move on because Nathan finna get up, and you know how Nathan is. He Hallelujah. But being good stewards of the resources God has given us, people. Hallelujah. So, how are you managing your time and talents in alignment with God's word? How? It's cool to talk. The Lord showed me, and this is the vision. Okay, you wrote the vision and made it plain. Now run. Run. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. This is helping, Lord. Thank you. Me as well. So, pray and seek God's guidance. Pray and seek God's guidance, because some of you are not sure what that gift is. That's why I always tell you guys, you must be a part of a ministry or community group, a church, somewhere where you are brought up and your gifts are revealed through the Holy Spirit to those in that community, because they'll help you and tell you and show you, and you'll begin to. And most of us already know. Sometimes it's a confidence thing. Sometimes it's other things in a way that makes you. But you know, you knew since you were 12 that you could sing like Whitney Houston. And I said like, I didn't say better than. Hallelujah. Because Whitney just, whoo, Jesus, hallelujah. But you knew. But definitely get with a group that can sharpen you as well. To sharpen you and to help those gifts that God has given you, be sharpened, made ready, and to be put to use. Hallelujah. There's a joy that comes from giving. And the blessings received in return is our Father saying, great job, O faithful servant. Hallelujah. Every small act of service counts. Step out on faith and know that your contributions are valuable in advancing God's kingdom. It will not go unnoticed, I promise you. You know, in serving, you know, I've learned that your heart posture got to be right, because serving isn't, it's a selfless act. It's a selfless place of residence. You have to have love first before anything. Compassion, understanding, patience. Ooh, Jesus. you know, it can be challenging sometimes, you know. It can be. It's sometimes it can be amazing and fun and so rewarding, like instantly, right? And at times it can be like yeah, so you definitely have to make sure that you are in the right place. Hallelujah. Definitely make sure you're in the right place. So that's my time, guys. I really want to go more, but I'm looking at the time and I'm seeing here that and I heard old Nathan get up, and so he has to have his breakfast. And I love you guys, I really do. Thank you guys for tuning in to Unveiled by Grace. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that this word, this message has encouraged you. I hope that it has ignited the flame, the passion again for your gifts. Because some of us, you know, we grew weary in serving. We got a little tired, a little burnt out, or just discouraged, whatever it may have been, right? I hope that the gas is back on full so that you can get in the car and ride. Hallelujah. On this journey, on this road trip. I love you. I hope you guys have a blessed week. Serve with our God-given gifts. Until next time, keep shining His light. Oh, Jesus. Have a great week, and I love you guys, and we will speak soon. Shalom.